Good morning, everybody. It is so good to be in the house of the Lord. Welcome live streamers, love streamers. Welcome visitors, new and family, young. As we move forward in our program, I just want to welcome you to the day of your divine appointment. And you are here by divine design, and there are no mistakes in God. Everything is in divine order. I was, as always, being with God and listening to what there is to be revealed to me when this topic of artificial intelligence came up. So here's the deal. What if I said to you, let John think for you? Don't worry about it. Someone, understandably, might want to relieve the stress in their lives. They may agree to let John think for them in that one instance. And then when stress is high, you may put John on speed dial. You may develop a codependency on John. You may notice your stress is relieved, but you may also notice that you feel disconnected from your life. John is getting the calls you used to get, and John is getting invited to the events that you used to go to. And your mate may be even be laughing at John's jokes more than yours. Oh my God, John has taken over your life. Calm down. There's no substitute for you, and there's no substitute for God. What if John is artificial intelligence? How will you learn from someone else's artificial intelligence? How will you learn if artificial intelligence is responsible for your work? I know that the kids are enjoying being able to use that, and I'm really not here to talk about artificial intelligence as much as I am divine mind. The Science of Mind book by Ernest Holmes says, divine mind is defined as follows. There is no such thing as your mind, my mind, and God's mind. There's just mind in which we all live and move and have our being. Now I'm going to stick a pin in that for just a moment and be with being. An ing at the end of the word usually means an activity is going on, right? Present tense, walking, talking. Have you noticed there's no word for twalking, like talking while walking? But, you know, we do it anyway. Maybe it hasn't been defined because it's not being promoted. Remember the scripture, be still and know that I am God in the midst of you? Not only is God in the midst of you, and I'm living in the light, you are living in the light. We are living in the light. So let's talk about that for a moment. But let's get grounded first. In a light bulb, there's a fine wire called a filament. The word comes from the Latin filum, which means thread. In the light bulb, there's a filament heated to high temperatures in a bulb without oxygen. So there's all of this heat, but there's no oxygen, so there's not going to be any fire inside the bulb, theoretically. Now, in cosmology, filaments are thread-like structures in the universe. Galaxies that are joined by a filament are thought to rotate together. Now, I think that's very interesting. Astronomical observations show that nearby galaxies often spin in the same direction. That's filament, the largest known structures in the universe. Filament in a light bulb, filament in the universe. I wonder what filament is in me. What if we are frozen light? What if we are created fully equipped to find our way home? Home being to God, of course. Physicist David Bohm said, all matter is frozen light, meaning that light and life are the same existence in two states of existence. Now, Indy Irie has a song, I Am Light, right? One is the formless spiritual light we call God, and the other is the transformed expression of that godliness we call life. Like India Irie says, I am not the mistakes that I have made. My soul is all light. And just because you have a symptom doesn't mean you have to get sick. The symptom of our world is that people feel that they have no power in their life. Now, I asked you to send light to our government, and within the hour, President Biden dropped out of the presidential race and endorsed Vice President Harris. Well done. So I'm calling her Vice President Harris because I got the memo that if they're calling the men by their last names, then we ought to call her by her last name so she's not diminished. And I'm like, okay, fine. So I'm retraining my brain not to say Kamala, although she feels very familiar to me. And I'm very impressed with that record-breaking fundraising as well. Okay, maybe it wasn't us, but what if it was? I am definitely one for encouraging new thought people to have a new thought. And so I want you to access the light in you. I want you to experience beauty, meaning I want you to become a beacon for others. Now, before you get performance anxiety, that's not the primary goal. The primary invitation is to go directly to God. Now, the people in the caves, they call them cavemen, because obviously there was only one gender. I don't know how they were able to propagate, but the cave people were facing the walls, and all they could see is their shadows. Why? Because they didn't turn around to see the light that was behind them. That's all they had to do. So I'm inviting you to access the light. Experience the beauty, the meaning, the pattern, and the miracles everywhere. I'm inviting you to wake up and be present to the emergence of the new world. You know, we are partners in creation, stewards of the world. And imagine what life would be like if you unlocked your quantum powers. I was listening to Jean Houston the other day, and so I started thinking about those kinds of things. Now understand, my intelligence is not artificial. If I borrow your thought, it may activate my mind. If I borrow your thought, it may even evoke my intelligence. And what is intelligence but the ability to acquire and apply knowledge and skills? Another way of defining intelligence is a collection of information of military or political value. Which begs the question, is military intelligent? Is politics intelligent? No shade to the military here, okay? And no shade to the politicians here either, for that matter. Because gathering information may or may not lead to your good. You know, the first definition of intelligence is about acquiring and applying knowledge and skills. So I'm going to go with that because it has a greater value to me. And it has greater value to me because it actually is making me use my intellect and not just collect information. Now, I remember working on one of my short films years ago, and I asked a friend of mine if I could use her house, and she graciously said yes. And my art director recommended that she probably should not be there, and so she went out of town. And my friend is a collector. She collects an array of things, so she has like a gazillion knickknacks, right? And so we restored everything back in place, and she was so surprised that we had moved everything because we had put everything exactly where it was before. And so the set dresser explained to me that there's two kinds of ways that people handle their home. They're either collectors or they're designers. A designer, I want to offer, invokes a vision in you. A collector acquires someone else's vision, right? Now, being one who visions on the regular, I'm able to invoke, call on spirit for information. And I make an earnest call. I don't describe what I want. I'm not shopping. I'm allowing a download. That's different from borrowing other people's concepts for purposes of gaining political points. Do you see? One is original and the other is fake. And I'm not talking about the candidates, okay? So while both may be repeatable, only one is real. Real intelligence comes from the mind of God. But here's the thing. Prophets are inspired teachers who reveal and proclaim the will of God. So like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, like they were listening to the download of spirit. Now before 600 BC, coins did not exist. And then they had weigh stones during the Iron Age. That's like 1100 to 587 BC. And only about 211 of the Judean weights have been found, with more than half having been found in Jerusalem. Interesting fact. Things only have the value that we assign them. But thoughts are invaluable. So when one of my students said that she used AI for her assignment, I was gobsmacked. No shade to her for being up with the times, but my assignment was to send you to the designer, not to the market, right? So we can circulate artificial anything, but how is it a blessing? Now, I'm not beyond buying something pretty for someone I love or, you know, buying something for myself. But as a conduit for spirit, I find no joy in giving you merely a synopsis of my experiences without the revelations that I extracted. That's not substance. That's a video post, right? So how would you then really recognize what's going on beneath your experiences if you simply rely on my discoveries? Like, what's your contribution to your own awakening? It may not feel real to you because it wasn't a direct revelation. I can provoke a revelation, but how would you be able to uncover hidden things if you never choose to look beyond the physical? If I sell you my spiritual understanding, your receiving is partial, whereas your direct download is pure. It's in your cells, it's in your breath, your awareness, it's part of you. Secondhand information does not make you relevant. First caught experience makes you invaluable. It's authentic, it cannot be repeated. So building on your own foundation keeps your house stable. Watching debates is like watching gladiators. You can see where others' weaknesses are, but you won't strengthen your own by doing so. We can compare and contrast our thoughts with others, but does that give you a new thought? Our relevance is not dependent on making someone else wrong. Our credibility does not come from diminishing each other. We can present the case that we are right, but if ego is asserting this, there's only a 50-50 chance that anybody is going to buy it. Our outer eyes are not the evidence of right seeing. Like spectacles, the focus is only on one spot. We have to look in many directions to get the full scope, not the least of which is an inward look. It brings a new source of clarity. Going to power, unfiltered power, naked, allows us to be a sponge and soak up infinite substance. Source should not be the last place you look. Artificial intelligence will increase our focus on another, while real intelligence will reveal to you that you are an individualized expression of the whole. There's no need to fight any aspect of the whole. When we do this, we are merely fighting ourselves. The writer of the Declaration of Independence gave us a clue when he wrote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident." To me, that shows me that when I receive direct revelation, it's the whole truth and nothing but the truth. You know, when I sing, "Use Me," love is singing through me. There's something about that song. I still hold it responsible for my ministry. You know, I stand for God. Here I'll abide. And so it's almost like a pledge of allegiance. It's almost like a swearing-in ceremony. It's a commitment to follow the presence, to absolutely let it reveal. I can reveal the face of God when I'm attuned to that substance. Use me, O God, I stand for you, and here I'll abide as you show me all that I must be. And so we rely on a lot of media, we rely on radios, computers, televisions, everything, with all of this information coming at us, but are we listening to the still small voice that is not going to shout to get your attention? It is important for us to really be aware that there is so much that we can understand when we are tuned in to the presence of God. I'm always encouraging New Thought people to have a new thought. It's nice to say that you're a new thought, but it's better when you're having one. I want you to access the light in you. I want you to experience beauty, meaning, and miracles everywhere. I want you to become a beacon for others. And I said it before, but I'm really knowing that with Jean Houston, when we are becoming entrepreneurs of progress, we open our minds. We're not just following lock stock. We're opening our minds, and the universe is at hand to help us. And so I want to invite you into listening to my piece that I wrote several years ago. It's called The Well. I have arrived at the well. It may or may not matter how I got there, yet I don't know that I should drink of it. I'm too innocent at first, then too proud. I'm not equipped. I stare at the well. It is appealing. I thirst. They give me water, yet I am parched, for it is not from the well. They dunk me in the water, and I am cleansed on the outside. My inside begins to seep out, and I release the shackle at the well. I am no longer a slave of the world. I have touched the hem. I have caught a glimpse of his mercy. God's love is elusive. I cannot grasp it, but I'm honored to be the object of its love. I have followed the footsteps to the well, and it is safe to be here. I lower my ladle to drink of it, and it is peace. I lower myself gently into the well. I immerse myself in it inch by inch. I am transformed. I invite you into your own transformation by means of the light within you. Namaste.